President, on behalf of my government, I would like to extend our gratitude to all the states that participated last Friday in the review of Austria. We appreciated the large number of states that took part and provided so many constructive recommendations. I would particularly like to thank the Secretariat and members of the Troika for their hard work, their support and flexibility. The UPR is of great importance to us, and we firmly believe that it contributes to tangible improvements in the human rights situation of every country that engages in the process. In our case, the recommendations we received and accepted during the last UPR cycle were an important guideline for efforts to further improve the human rights safeguards in Austria. Civil society plays an important part in these efforts, and we highly appreciate the time and commitment that our NGOs have invested into the preparations of the review. We thank them for their constructive cooperation all along the process. First consultations with NGOs on the outcome of the review are already planned in February. Colleagues from all relevant ministries in Vienna have worked over the weekend and until late last night. They thoroughly studied the list of recommendations and came up with positions on most of them. A number of recommendations require some further consultations among stakeholders in Austria and had to be referred at this point. We will present our position on those in the addendum. We will also provide explanations on why we were not in a position to accept certain recommendations in the addendum. Austria is committed to follow up on all the recommendations we accept during the third cycle of the Universal Periodic Review. We therefore pledge to submit a mid-term report on the status of implementation of the accepted recommendations in 2023. Thank you again and good afternoon. Thank you, Madam President.